Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's fourth quarter 2013 earnings release conference call. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures mentioned in this presentation are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. I will start today's presentation with the financial review of the fourth quarter 2013 results, and followed by the whole year comparison versus that of 2012. During the last part of my presentation, I will highlight D-Link's 2014 business outlook in each of our major market sectors. Now, if you will please turn to page two for our fourth quarter income statement. For the fourth quarter 2013, D-Link registered total revenue of NT$7.9 billion, which was down 2.5% sequentially and also on year-over-year basis. With the launch of our award-winning BabyCam and MyD-Link-enabled AC routers, Europe region reported 14.5% sales increase from prior quarter and 16.2% from a year-ago quarter. The emerging markets, hindered by political unrest and seasonality factor, reported a slowdown in sales. Let's move down to the gross margin. Including inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 25.3%, down from 27.6% last quarter as a result of the seasonal year-end rebates and promotion to speed up stock rotation for non-strategic and slow-moving items. Operating expenses for the fourth quarter was NT$1.85 billion, or 23.3% of net revenue, and 7.4% reduction in absolute dollar term. The lower OPEX level is a result of our cautious spending policy and less marketing-related spending in the traditional retail channels. Operating margins was 2% in fourth quarter 13, slightly below our target range of 3-5%, due partly to price pressure seen in clearing 11M products and slow AC ramp-up speed. We'll continue to make investment in enhancing my D-Link cloud strategy based on user experience, which is a key product differentiator that will improve our price leadership, especially in our strategic products portfolio such as IP camera, AC, LTE routers, and home automation gateways. Non-operating income reported in the fourth quarter was NT$111 million, reduced by 33% sequentially. I'll go over the comparison of non-operating income and loss in the following slide. For the group consolidated income after tax, D-Link posted a net income of NT$301 million, and EPS was NT$0.49, based on a weighted average capital of NT$6.1 billion. Now let's move to page 3 for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Non-operating income reported for the fourth quarter was NT$111 million, which comprised of $110 million recognized from our investee companies under the equity method, mainly Alpha Networks, and in part with past trend. Another NT$76 million from foreign exchange loss and NT$77 million from other income and capital gain. Please turn to page 4 for the fourth quarter year-over-year comparison. From a year-over-year comparison, fourth quarter 13 sales was 2.5% lower than the same quarter last year. Gross margin including inventory valuation was 23.3% as compared to 25.1%. As we continued to streamline our operation, OPEX was about 10% lower from prior year's level. Now please look at page 5 for the whole year results of 2013. For 2013, D-Link posted net revenue of 30.6 billion or 5.9% lower than last year. While the general business environment has improved slightly in the EU region with 2.2% sales growth, the slowdown has spread to the emerging markets, which sales has dropped 8.9% this year. Due to longer logistics cycle, weak retail sales added with volatile exchange rates in the emerging markets, most of our channel partners have adopted very conservative stocking and credit policy in 2013. Government project pull-in has also slowed due to austerity program. Gross margin including inventory provisional gain and loss was 26.4% versus 26.8% in 2012. With a very disciplined approach to manage the group's operating expenses, 2013 OPEX was 4.3% lower than last year in the amount of NT$7.6 billion, or 25.1% of net revenue. Operating income and operating margin for the whole year were $398 million and 1.3% of net revenue, as we have taken a one-off hit in inventory provision due to one major project's partner discontinued its support. Turning to page 6 for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain a healthy liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT$3.3 billion. Account receivable was $6.7 billion, down by 1.2% as compared to third quarter's figure. 2013 ending inventory as approximately NT$6 billion, down by 7.6% as we continue to work down the inventory level. Now please turn to page 7 for the company's key financial ratios. AR collection cycle was 76 days and in line with the credit terms offered. Inventory days also improved to 101 days as we intensify our efforts to speed up stock rotation for the new products. In terms of liquidity position, the company continued to maintain healthy financial position with current ratio at 1.88 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.56. Return of equity for the fourth quarter was 9%. Now please turn to page 8 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continue to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 61% of our consolidated revenue, followed by Europe, 24%, and North America, 15%. North America sales were down 11.4% sequentially and 23.1% on year-over-year basis due to slower project pull-in and weaker than expected retail sales. On the other hand, with a better economic outlook and strong market entry of our baby cam and AC products, Europe sales were up 14.5% sequentially and 16.2% over last year. Emerging and Asia Pacific were down 5.8% sequentially and 2.2% year-over-year due to slower channels and project pull-in as CapEx spending was much lower under austerity measures. Please move on to page 9, which showed our fourth quarter revenue by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to over 59% of total fourth quarter revenue. Broadband was 21% and digital home continued to gain importance with 13%. During quarter four, end user demand for the consumer product started to taper off as the peak retail season's draw to an end, resulted in sales decline on both switch and wireless. However, digital home products grew 20% from sequential quarter as we continue to gain market share in IP cameras with the launch of the award-winning baby cam. Broadband sales were up 1.5% due to slightly stronger project pull-in from Europe. Please refer to page 10 for the 2013 revenue by region. For the year 2013, consolidated revenue was NT$30.5 billion, down 5.9% from last year. Revenue from emerging and APAC market lowered by 8.9%, North America was down 3.5%, and Europe was up 2.2%. 2013 was a challenging year, especially in the emerging markets, as volatile exchange rate movement, slowdown in end user demand, as well as project pull-in has slowed our first half performance. The market stabilized in the second half, but the business conservative attitude has prevailed in our channel stocking and credit extension policy. While we have launched new generation of 11AC wireless product, it has just started to gain market traction in the final quarter in 2013. We expect the speed of consumer adoption in the developed market will pick up in 2014 as more Wi-Fi enabled devices adopt the 11AC standard. Please refer to page 11, which shows revenue breakdown by product category. For the whole year 2013, sales of switches were down 9%, wireless was down 14.1%, and broadband down 0.5%. Within digital home products, the strongest growth area continues to be in IP surveillance, which grew 37.5% on year-over-year, which offset the slowdown in the media product lines due to supplier issue. Looking forward to 2014 and in the consumer sector, video surveillance market is expected to yield double-digit growth rate and IP camera likely to surpass analog this year. With a slightly improved economic outlook both in US and Europe, we believe the product replacement cycle for 11AC should pick up in the momentum and to reach mainstream by 2016. We will continue to see growth in smart home products such as IP camera, smart home automation devices, 11AC, mobile wearable devices, and fully integrated with my D-Link cloud service platform. My D-Link user base has now surpassed 1 million. Increasingly, our customers are managing multiple devices and enjoying my D-Link's continuously enriching cloud functionalities. To further increase the stickiness of my D-Link service, we have launched the SharePort apps that offer personal cloud functionality with zero configuration and remote device content management and sharing. In the business area, unified communication and collaboration remains a key growth driver as businesses need to replace aging infrastructure and support mobility. We will continue to expand our eco-partner system through working with SI Channel for distribution, application, and system partners such as video management, business vertical solution, integrated security management system to complete our 4S solution offering. D-Link key value proposition as one-stop vendor for networking solution with integrated cloud application and in-country after-sale support should be a clear business choice to SOHOs and SMB as they do not have the technical expertise to deal with the management and interoperability issues inherent in networking system. In order to offer better vertical networking solutions tailored for different business segments and regional markets, we have also stepped up our R&D investment in software development. In the broadband area, the broader telecoms environment remain challenging as we see industry consolidation and restrained capital spending globally. Nevertheless, as residential gateway has become the new hub of the digital living home, where they are replacing set-top boxes, the 3G and LTE gateway market is expected to triple from 2013 to 2015. With a rich portfolio of products offering, we bring to the service provider fully integrated IAD solution that offers the fastest 8AC wireless to every room for connecting mobile devices, home monitoring, streaming media, automating many functions of the home, and even taking the LTE connection on the go, augmented by my D-Link cloud service platform. Now, please turn to page 12 for our 2014 first quarter guidance. For the first quarter 2014 outlook, we expect revenue to trend lower in line with seasonality pattern and gross margin to remain flat as compared to the final quarter last year. We expect business condition should be more favorable in the second half year as more end user devices will start shipping and 11K AC capabilities, which will drive the network CPEs upgrade cycle. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link's Investor Relations.